We see, and this is good when it's in order, but I'm just pulling it out so you can see it. We see men and women. They develop themselves physically so. They exercise. They do those things, and you ought to do it. But if they don't have that spirituality in play, if that spirit man is not in play, you'll see it all go to pot. Hallelujah. But when you develop your spirit, renew your mind, and keep your body under control, and tell your body you're the house that God dwells in. So you don't take in nothing. If I didn't send for it, you don't take on nothing. You talk to sickness, you talk to disease, you talk to poverty, you talk to fear, and say, you are not living here. This is not your address, and I will not house you, because you're an alien, you're an outlaw, you're an enemy, and me, I don't live with my enemy. Whoo, Jesus. And because, y'all in the house? Because we have been in, how can I say that, Lord, help me? Because we have been exposed and we have been surrounded with, introduced to, partaker of all the deception and the lies and the way he present them, that when you are like this, that's the way you're supposed to be. That's all right. Just accept it. No, 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 no. You're broke. You're struggling, trying to survive. Well, just do the best you can. No, 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 no. I don't accept that. I'm not a do it best you can. I'm a conqueror. I'm a master. You know your daddy. You know your granddaddy. You know, I don't care. That's not my daddy. I got another daddy. His name is God Almighty. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when he made him, look at it now. When he made him, he said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion. Take your dominion. Adam, take your dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over every living thing that what? Creepers are movers up on the earth, right? Hallelujah. Now let's look at Genesis 9:2. This is after the flood. Everything will kill you. While you're turning there, have you noticed that? It was amazing. Just a blessing to me, because I never thought about it in detail. It may not mean nothing to you, but it sure blessed me. And you know, God told Adam to gather all the animals into the ark. He never told him to get any fish or anything like that. You know, there's fish, there's sharks, there's whale, there's all different type of fish. You don't see them on that list. You know why? Well, they stayed in the water. It was the animals and the people that live by oxygen, air. We have to have air in our lungs to live, right? But let me go on, because I don't want to waste time. I got too much of my time is out. Have you got Genesis 9:2? Now listen. This, keep in mind, he said, take your dominion. Take your dominion. Do what? Take your dominion. Take dominion. Dominion. Say dominion. He said in verse 2 of Genesis 9, and the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon what? Huh? How many beasts? Where? And upon every? And upon all that moveth upon the earth. And up here, but he brought the fish back in. And upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hands are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. You are to control it. It has no right to be controlling you, eating you, and dominating you. You're in charge. Even as the green herd have I given you all things. A lion tried to come and take a sheep while David was watching over the sheep. Did he get the sheep? David said, I rose up. My. So I got to close right here, but I'm gonna get this one in, but we'll get to the next. Listen what God said. Turn with me to Psalm 8. Psalm 8. He said in Psalm 8, verse 4, starting with verse 4, verse 6 is what I want to really zero in on. And to save time, I'll go back next week maybe, but to save time, let's read it from the Amplified. You have the Amplified, you can put it up. What we got up there, King James? Yeah. But listen to what the Amplifier said. What is man that you are mindful of him, that you care for him? See, the King James, if you got it up, you can leave it there. So I can go back and forth. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And got the Amplifier up now here. Okay, that's all right. I still can do it. I got my Bible right here. The King James says, what is man that thou mindful of him? The son of man that thou what? Visit him. The Amplified said, what is man that thou mindful of him? And the son of the first earthborn man that you care for him. And the King James says, now look what the King James said. For thou hast made him what? A little lower than the angel. Right? And has done what? Crowned him with what? Glory and honor. But look what the Amplifier said. For you have made him a little lower than God. Whoo! Thou hast made him a little lower than God, our heavenly being. And you have crowned him with what? Glory and honor. You have crowned him with what? Glory and honor. See, man is in God's class.